News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Big good morning to all our essential workers out there heading in. Coming up, we'll get Dr. Bill's forecast for today. I can tell you it's 64 right now. Let's check the ride. Traffic with Kane.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, so far we do have an accident with injuries at Airport and Berwyn Drive West. Officers are on the scene. Watch your speed. Again, the roadway is blocked off. So far across the Bayway and the Causeway, we look good. Long I-10 from Daphne, Malbus, and Loxley with no other accidents and no delays. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner. It's offering delivery through the waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Lunch today, 7 weeks of French fries, just $9.99. In Mobile, call 345-9544. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers today with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk106.5.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. Which, as we noted yesterday, still allowable activities in the state of Alabama. Camping, canoeing, kayaking, just groups of 10 or less, and stay away from people 6 feet of separation.
It's great because you're already distancing from most of the world when you get out and do that. Then as long as you make sure you socially distance from each other, should be golden.
Although I did say it was an unfair ruling here because anybody with a 12-foot boat can't have anybody go fishing with them. So
you've been fighting for the 12-foot boat people all day.
I am their champion. They are my people. All right. 608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. And of course, lots to talk about another day in the war against the coronavirus. And one of the subjects here nationally, and we'll see, that we could maybe be at the apex of the number of coronavirus cases. This is coming from a national source. So this doesn't mean it applies here, but in the total war against coronavirus, maybe we're reaching that plateau. We were told by Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams that this week would be our Pearl Harbor. This would be this big week in the fight against coronavirus, and we will break this down for you by the numbers in just a second. Also, a reminder coming up today, we continue our programming specific special edition to the fight against coronavirus and the business side of this. Coming up on Midday Mobile today at noon, Lieutenant Governor of the State, Will Ainsworth, who's rolling out different state resources for small business. We've talked a lot about the federal loans, and we'll get into that, but also what the state is doing to help out small business. And also at 1 o'clock, Cam Marston joins us for What's Working Special Edition, talking all about the challenges that small business folks face out there. We'll talk about that from 1 to 2. We do that every Tuesday and Thursday here from now till, I love hearing Cam. I hope it's soon we can close that show and start something new. But that's today at 1 o'clock. All right, the latest numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health for the state of Alabama. Now, 2006 confirmed cases is the latest I have. Does that match up with yours?
Yep, that's what I have, and that's what it's been since yesterday afternoon. So I imagine we can expect an update on that here in the next hour or two. They have 32 deaths from COVID-19, 53 reported deaths. We've been reporting the lower number as they investigate each death individually. But the number number of tests keeps rising much faster than the number of confirmed cases, which is great news. Mm-hmm. And now they say that 14,765 tests have been conducted in the state. And I love that they've added this other stat in. Total hospitalizations since March 13th. Right now, that number sits at 240. Currently, here locally, 148 cases in Mobile County, 5 deaths have been attributed to COVID-19, and 38 current cases in Baldwin County. And now every single county in the state has at least one confirmed case.
Looking at the story from our neighbors down I-10 West in Louisiana, it is, we 2 weeks now we've been talking about watch it in Louisiana, because it is a major story. And as of yesterday, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said the latest numbers on the novel coronavirus in Louisiana are now at least encouraging to him, maybe because they've plateaued. The number of positive tests increased by 1,857 yesterday. Wow. That was a positive. Does that tell you what the war in Louisiana is like against COVID-19?
It's been so destructive, in particular Louisiana, and I mean per capita,
yep,
they're climbing so quickly. I think maybe I think they're per capita even higher than New York right now, even though New York, yep, has far and away the most total confirmed cases. But when you look at the states that Louisiana has more total cases than, we're talking about Massachusetts, Florida, Pennsylvania, Illinois, some huge states with massive cities.
They're just behind. They're just behind California. Okay,
it's unbelievable how hard they've been hit.
They're just behind California. Think about the population difference between the two states. Think about the fact that coronavirus arrived in California. Well, I know there's an argument that it could have been there, but let's say the wave that's trackable, mm-hmm, of coronavirus arrived in California weeks, if not a month, before it hit Louisiana. And Louisiana is really, so to hear John Bel Edwards yesterday say he feels like they're starting to turn the tide, or I don't know what metaphor he used, but on the same day that the positive test increased by 1,857, let's compare that to our situation in Alabama. All right, we just gave you the stats. I want to make sure we have the total number of 2,006 cases in the state of Alabama, confirmed cases by ADPH. Yesterday in Louisiana, they increased by over 1,800 cases. So almost the total number of cases we have in our state, they jumped that in one day in Louisiana. It is it's a very different war going on here against COVID-19 and going on in the Pelican State.
And we have to, I know we were talking about the Florida patrol sitting there on the state line and seeing whether someone coming into the state lived or had been in Louisiana or New York or
Connecticut.
And you have to think about that. You know, whether that's right or wrong, that's another question. But there is the fact that New Orleans is not that far away from us. It is right down I-10. And I imagine a lot of people maybe trying to get away from, mm-hmm, all of that, mm-hmm, would either be traveling west towards Houston or east into Biloxi or Mobile or further down the Gulf Coast. So that's just something we have to keep our eyes on.
All right. Also, locally, the story over the weekend, well, the story Friday was the state of Alabama moving to the stay-at-home order and then municipalities coming online with their curfews. Curfews for our area, Mobile, from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Chatham from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., which, by the way, as much as I love Chatham, they roll the streets up there around 8. So
yeah.
from 9 to 5. Chickasaw from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. From Pritchard from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Sims from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Saraland, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. And Balabatri from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Those curfews in effect. We'll talk more about this in the city of Mobile, because I know the city council is going to meet today to talk about what enforcement mechanisms, while Mayor Sandy Stimson has put this curfew out and said law enforcement would enforce it. I guess there's really, they need an ordinance now and some enforcement. I don't know, they need to pass an ordinance, something here to give MPD the right to enforce, mm-hmm, this, or how they're going to enforce this.
And the mayor yesterday also changing his tune a little bit on the number of people allowed into stores for grocery shopping or whatever else you might be doing in some of these big stores. Initially last week he said he was going to lower the capacity to about 40%.
That's right,
of
40.
What the fire marshal determined the number of people that could be in the building on a normal basis would be. He's now dropping dropping that to 20% of capacity. And the reasoning behind that, I guess the mayor's office either got reports or sent people out to different stores in the city this weekend and determined there were still way too many people in these stores at one time and making it more difficult to abide by those social distancing rules that we're all trying to keep doing. So that's now been dropped to 20% of capacity. Maybe it means longer lines out inside in front of the stores. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to affect some of these businesses, but you think going from whoever wants to come in, you can come in, cutting that down to 40% of capacity and now cutting it back even further to 20% of capacity, major changes for a lot of the stores in our area.
But don't we have another issue there with people in line out front of those stores? I mean, don't we have another place where people, I know they'll have the markings there for 6 feet of separation, but you get a bunch of people within 6 feet of separation. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that could pose a problem. You know, we have an audience here unlike any other audience, and I got a call yesterday from our good friend CB Carl,
yeah,
who went to a local store who had the tape marked out in front for where you should stand in line. He said, I know it's supposed to be 6 feet, but I was looking at that, and that didn't look like 6 feet to me. He said, I've got a good eye. It looked more like about 5 feet. So he said he's going to break out the tape measure and take a picture for us.
All right, Carl, I would do the same thing. I appreciate you doing that. All right, in the world of sport?
Well, a Major League Baseball legend has passed away, Al Kaline. I'll tell you about how he passed and his career. And also NFL, major news on the draft, and the All-Decade team's been announced. I'll get to that coming up in sports.
All right, also Business Council of Alabama has experts ready to answer coronavirus relief questions for small business in a televised event. We'll give you more details on that coming up in just a few minutes on FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, the fight against coronavirus, that is the big story nationally, state level, and local level. And as of last night, coronavirus had killed over 11,000 people in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. CDC officials warned that its cases could be undercounted. John Lawrence from Westwood One with more.
The University Hospital emergency room in Brooklyn, packed with COVID-19 patients fighting to breathe.
We've had a bunch of people die in a very short period of time, which we, you know, are prepared for. But when it happens so many times in one shift, it's pretty hard to tolerate.
This week, the United States surpassed 10,000 reported deaths related to the virus. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the number of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. may be higher than its count. The CDC says that's due to two main reasons. This information usually lags a week or two, and some may be misclassified as pneumonia deaths in the absence of positive test results. Dr. Lorenzo Palladino is a New York City ER doctor.
With COVID, the pneumonia is not just in one lung, but rather in both lungs, leaving the patient with no good lung.
In the meantime, Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says COVID-19 still poses a serious threat.
But I believe with the therapies that will be coming online and with the fact that I feel confident that over a period of time we will get a good vaccine, that we will never have to get back to where we are right back now.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. Given the unprecedented changes in our community, we've adapted here at the dealership to accommodate you, our Kobe family. We are now offering remote delivery services for your next Kobe Subaru purchase. From evaluating your trade at your home to finding the payment that fits your budget, we can do it all virtually or over the phone. In addition to remote delivery services, Kobe Subaru is now offering 0% for up to 63 months on select new 2020 Subaru models with 90 days until your first payment. To take advantage of our remote delivery services, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. I assure you that our staff is following CDC guidelines, and each part of your vehicle purchase process will be conducted with professionalism as well as dedication to your safety. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Almost 200 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Alabama in a single day. The state health department says there are now over 2,000 confirmed cases and 53 deaths statewide. With limited testing, 148 people have tested positive in Mobile County. 6 people have died. There are 38 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now has reported 9 cases, while Washington County is reporting 6. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation estimates the number of COVID-19 cases cases will peak in just 8 days. Experts say the country will see the highest number of cases April 15th. They predict cases in Alabama and Mississippi will peak April 18th, while Florida's peak is expected on April 21st. The Institute says there will be about 237 deaths in Mississippi, more than 900 in Alabama, and more than 6,700 in Florida. First responders in Daphne will receive an extra $3 an hour in hazard pay. The city council also waived garbage fees for the next 3 months. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Dix River Shooting is part of the Baldwin County community. Locally owned and operated in Robertsdale off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. We're open for business and have everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. We thank the community for your continued support and want you to know we're following necessary guidelines to ensure your well-being. New summer hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Styx River Shooting Center. Get your aim on.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Detroit Tigers legend Al Kaline passed away on Monday at the age of 85, according to the Detroit Free Press. Kaline's cause of death not available. Over 22 seasons with the Tigers, the Hall of Famer was selected to 18 All-Star teams. He earned 10 Gold Glove Awards, won the 1955 batting title. Oh, and he also led the Tigers to a World Series win in 1968. Kaline played 2,834 games, all with Detroit, which earned him the nickname Mr. Tiger. He had 3,007 hits and 399 career home runs. Detroit retired Kaline's number 6 back in 1980. That was the same year that he was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
By far, being inducted into the Hall of Fame is the proudest moment of my life. You can be sure that I will make every effort to live up to the obligations associated with this honor.
Following his retirement in 1974, Kaline joined the Tigers television team, and he worked as a special assistant to the Detroit organization until his death. In NFL news, the 2020 draft still scheduled to begin on April 23rd. Last month, the league announced it would not be held in Las Vegas as originally planned. It will likely be held in a studio setting with live check-ins from players at their homes. Yesterday, League Commissioner Roger Goodell sent a memo to all teams announcing that because league and team facilities are closed, teams should prepare to conduct the draft from their own homes. Team personnel were advised that they cannot congregate in one location, but that each individual must be in separate locations using the phone and the internet to communicate. New Orleans Saints were originally planning to conduct the draft from a New Orleans brewery owned by team owner Gail Benson, but now, just like the rest of the league, they must be each at their separate homes. In March, the league prohibited teams from conducting pre-draft visits with prospects, so they've been calling them and FaceTiming them. The draft will run from April 23rd through 25th. Yesterday, the NFL Hall of Fame Committee unveiled the 2010s All-Decade Team. There were 8 players chosen unanimously by the 48-member committee: Tom Brady, Adrian Peterson, Joe Thomas, Marshall Yanda, J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, Von Miller, and kicker Justin Tucker. Brady's joined at quarterback by Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers, which had many Saints fans up in arms that quarterback Drew Brees was snubbed from the All-Decade Team. And while Brees didn't make the cut, 4 Saints did make the team: current Saints defensive end Cam Jordan, former Saints running back Darren Sproles and Adrian Peterson, and longtime offensive guard Jari Evans. Atlanta Falcons and former University of Alabama wide receiver Julio Jones also made the team. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers today with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When it comes to retirement planning, we all have different needs. But there's one issue we all need help with: taxes. And if you don't have a plan for your taxes, I promise you, Uncle Sam does. Even though you might not be getting a regular paycheck in retirement, you're still going to owe taxes. It could be on your 401k withdrawals, your investments, or maybe your Social Security. Believe it or not, taxes could be one of the single biggest expenses in retirement. So what can you do about that? Well, you can call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and set up a meeting with Virginia Shelby. She's a certified tax coach, and she can show you how the right tax planning can help you keep more of your hard-earned money. Imagine that. So call 866-917-7327 today to get started on your own personalized Retirement Peace Roadmap. That's 866-917-7327. Or visit them online at retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
Good morning, everyone, from the Hooters Traffic Center. We do have one accident clearing an airport at Burbridge Drive West. That's with injuries. Light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway, and from the 1065 split, no delays from Government, Airport, and Moffitt and 65 heading up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile is open for business and ready to serve you. Shop online at springhilltoyota.com. They'll schedule a test drive at your home as far as 50 miles away from the dealership. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 626 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, joins us here shortly. And coming up this morning, we'll get Quinn Hillier as part of the mix. Coming up a little after 8 o'clock, get his perspective on Louisiana. I mean, per capita, New York has the most number of cases by far. But per capita, you look at Louisiana and the growth. Remember this. I mean, the story, Governor John Bel Edwards said, well, they thought they had a good day, or they're, you know, starting to maybe make the turn. Y'all, they had over 1,800 new cases of coronavirus there yesterday. New cases in the mix. We have a total of over 2,000 for the entirety of the state, for the entirety of this fight.
Mm-hmm.
They had almost as many in one day's time.
So many of their senior centers and nursing homes have been hit very hard by this virus. I was just talking yesterday about Tom Dempsey, the famous Saints kicker who passed away due to COVID-19. In his senior center alone, over 50 have been infected and 15 have died.
Wow, wow, wow. 627 FM Talk 106.5. We'll keep doing what we do for the folks right here at home and the Northern Gulf Coast, keeping our eyes on the story. All right, be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Almost 200 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Alabama in a single day. The state health department says there are now over 2,000 confirmed cases and 53 deaths statewide. With limited testing, 148 people have tested positive in Mobile County. 6 people have died. There are 38 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now has reported 9 cases, while Washington County is reporting 6. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation estimates the number of COVID-19 cases will peak in just 8 days. Experts say the country will see the highest number of cases April 15th. They predict cases in Alabama and Mississippi will peak April 18th, while Florida's peak is expected on April 21st. The Institute says there will be about 237 deaths in Mississippi, more than 900 in Alabama, and more than 6,700 in Florida. First responders in Daphne will receive an extra $3 an hour in hazard pay. The City Council also waived garbage fees for the next 3 months. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Ruth Lichtenfeld, personal injury attorney with Taylor Martino, and also a nurse, and that makes a difference when you pick up the phone.
It really does. As a lawyer and a nurse, I'm a communicator. I love to talk to people. I love to listen to people. I like to hear what's going on with them, how they've been injured, what happened, the facts of the case. Our goal at Taylor Martino is to look at the whole person and how they've been affected by the negligence of others.
And I know you are a passionate advocate for your clients.
Yes, we really are. Everyone at Taylor Martino is. We want people to call us as soon as they've been in an accident. You don't have to know for sure if you have a case. Call us. We'll get you into the office. One of us will sit down with you personally, get all the facts. And it's really important to get the facts soon because you don't want any of the, quote, evidence to go away.
You want Ruth on your side and the other attorneys at Taylor Martino with her. Call Ruth now at 433-3131 or more information online at taylormartino.com.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others. others.
The Department of Labor can help workers and employers with unemployment claims related to COVID-19. File claims and get more information at labor.alabama.gov. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station, with funding provided by the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment and Training Administration, and the Federal Workforce Opportunity Innovation Act. An equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities.
Hey, this is Sean, and I host a couple shows here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm also one of the owners of this station, and because of that, I feel like I'm in a unique position to be a voice for local small business. Our station works hard to be a voice for coastal Alabama, just like our advertisers work hard to bring great products and services to all of us. Local small business provides more jobs to more of your friends and family than any other class of employer. So I'm asking a favor of you, for all of us. Shop local with the businesses that are vital to our local economy. Thanks for your help, and we'll all get through this together.
Special report, coronavirus update. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains in the intensive care unit of a London hospital this morning, his condition requiring oxygen at one point. He's deputized Foreign Minister Dominic Raab to act in his place. The reported U.S. death toll this morning, 10,993, but John Lawrence reports the CDC thinks the actual number may be higher.
That's due to a lag in data and COVID deaths potentially being misclassified as pneumonia. Dr. Lorenzo Palladino is a New York City ER doctor.
With COVID, the pneumonia is not just in one lung, but rather in both lungs, leaving the patient with no good lung.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says,
I believe with the therapies that will be coming online and with the fact that I feel confident that over a period of time we will get a good vaccine.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Despite stay-at-home orders and the objection of the governor, polls open in Wisconsin later this hour for local elections and a Democratic primary. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Zoom, the video conferencing app that has become wildly popular during the coronavirus crisis, admitted it had mistakenly routed some user data through China, marking the latest in a string of missteps to cast doubt on the security of the platform. The Silicon Valley company says certain meetings held by its non-Chinese users may have been allowed to connect to systems in China where they should not have been able to connect. Zoom says it has since fixed the flaw. Samsung Electronics provided some hope that the business slowdown spurred by the pandemic might only moderately dent one of the world's largest tech companies, today delivering a profit forecast above analyst expectations. Gold prices are at their highest level in more than 8 years. New York gold futures hit a high of $1,742.60 a troy ounce, their highest level since 2012. Gold has been steadily rising in recent sessions, supported by concerns about the health of the global economy as it faces lockdowns. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, and 63 as we get started on this Tuesday. What's the day hold for us?
Well, we've got a chance for some shower activity today. It'll be mostly cloudy, and the showers are mainly due to a warm front that's moving in from the Gulf. And so we can look for some scattered, maybe see if a thunderstorm or two might develop this afternoon. Look for temperatures to stay in the 70s, mainly the upper 70s. Now, tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. We're going to cool only into the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be a partly cloudy day with a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. It's going to be warmer tomorrow. We'll get up around 85 to 86 degrees. After that, we got to have a cold front on the way. On Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a few showers, a high in the mid-80s. But then Thursday night, a cold front will come down through Mississippi and Alabama and reach the coast Thursday night. And so we've got a good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms Thursday night. And then Friday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower in the morning, and the high will only be around 72. So from 85 or 86 degrees on Thursday, it'd be down into the low 70s on Friday. And as for the weekend, well, we do have some showers in the forecast. On Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy, but then the showers will increase in the afternoon and in Saturday night as a low-pressure system comes out of Texas. Saturday's high will be in the mid-70s. And then on Sunday, we can still look for some showers, but it looks like they'll be mainly during the morning hours, and the high temperature will be near 80 degrees. So there's showers in the forecast for the weekend, and looks like quite a few showers for Saturday afternoon and Saturday night.
Hey, Dr. Bill, any of these, whether it be what's happening tomorrow or you know on Friday or Saturday, are we looking at any kind of severe weather associated with this?
It doesn't look like any kind of a severe weather outbreak, but a few of the thunderstorms and it's possible even today with some of the isolated thunderstorms that could produce some strong gusty winds. You don't expect any kind of tornado activity.
All right. And also, we've been telling folks, we love folks going by participating sponsors with the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. But for a lot of folks, Dr. Bill, right now, they're quarantining. They're staying at home, stay-at-home orders. A lot of businesses are doing the same. So what about getting the almanac online?
Yeah, you can see all of the information in the Weather Almanac. And every day, get on your computer and go to mobileweatheralmanac.com. That's mobileweatheralmanac.com. You'll have access to the almanac, and you'll even be able to see last year's almanac because it's also online on the same site.
So you can binge read. You can go back and catch up on past episodes.
That's right.
All right, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, 637. On the way, one of the parts of the CARES Act, now we've talked a lot about the one-time payment, right, that, by the way, is supposed to be sent out in the next couple of weeks, although if you're looking at a paper check, if you are a higher income earner and you don't have your bank account linked with the federal government, It could be September before you get your paper check.
Holy cow.
Because they released this, they said that... Yes, they'd be issuing that money through electronic deposit here starting in probably 2 weeks' time. And then they would start issuing paper checks. But they have so many paper checks to issue. I think they can issue about 5 million a week. But with the number they have to issue, it could be as late as September, early September, before some people get their checks.
And again, this is based off your 2019 tax returns, if you were able to get those in.
Yes.
If not, 2018. So the higher earners on that scale that goes up to $99,000 per individual, the higher earners that still have their job and are working hours, that's probably fine. But some of the people that were making that money and have lost their job since,
bingo,
that's a huge problem.
It is a big problem. Well, but that's one part of the CARES Act. The other part, of course, we talked a lot about small business loans and that part of it. But maybe one part that hasn't gotten enough discussion is if you need that money, you could withdraw from your 401k or your IRA without penalty. I'll give you some details on that coming up in just a second. We'll check traffic with Kane next.
All law firms are not the same. As America's largest personal injury firm, we have more trials, more lawyers, more office buildings, and more caring staff members than any other injury law firm in the world. There's really nothing else like it. Our reputation and results speak for themselves. With more than 2 million people just like you calling us every single year, your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on yourself.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still on the scene of that accident with injuries at Airport and Berman Drive West. We're waiting for the wreckers, but it is still in the roadway. No problems beyond that downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you can shop online at springhilltoyota.com and they can deliver and complete all the paperwork online. Even schedule a test drive at your home as far as 50 miles away from the dealership. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, of course, Dr. Bill and Kane. And you on the text line at 343-0106. 343-0106. And our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question you can find on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. What do you think things will start getting back to normal? I think this is a conversation I've heard a lot of people kind of bouncing around. When do you think we're back to normal? And normal can be not having to self-quarantine, not have a stay-at-home order, work getting back to normal, those kind of things.
Games being played.
Yeah, sports, group activities. So we've given you a choice here. May, June, July, August, winter of 2020, or even into next year. Vote online. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. It's the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. All right, Ted, I mentioned this about the one of the parts of the CARES Act that hasn't been talked about as much, but under the CARES Act, individuals impacted by coronavirus can access up to $100,000 from their 401k and IRAs with fewer consequences than usual. A story here from the folks over at NerdWallet. The Nerd Wallet folks says, typically the penalty for withdrawing from a 401k before age 59 and a half is 10% of the distribution plus an automatic withholding of at least 20% for taxes. But with the passage of the CARES Act, all that changes in 2020. The Corona Aid Relief and Economic Security Act, CARES Act, because they're crazy for an acronym. Mm-hmm.
They start with the word and then they work it out from there.
They start with an acronym and then try to figure out something to help. That allocates $2 trillion towards economic stimulus and relief in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, includes several provisions that make it easier for those affected by the outbreak to access your retirement funds. The $300 billion earmarked for direct payments is getting considerable attention, but the CARES Act language on early withdrawals from retirement accounts is remarkable in itself. Here's a broad overview. Individuals affected by COVID-19 can withdraw up to $100,000 from employee-sponsored retirement accounts like 401ks and 403bs, as well as personal retirement accounts such as traditional individual retirement accounts or a combination of these. The 10% penalty will be waived for distributions made in 2020. There are no mandatory withholding requirements. The distribution can be taxed as income spread evenly over tax years 2020, 2021, and 2022. However, here's the good part. If you pay back the amount you took out within those 3 years, you can claim a refund on those taxes.
Wow.
401k plan participants can now take out 100% of their vested balance. Previous rules limited borrowers to 50% as a loan up to $100,000, and payments on this loan can be delayed for up to a year. CARES Act also waives required minimum distributions from retirement accounts in 2020, a significant update for today's retirees. Those age 70 and a half or older can forego the distribution and let it grow for yet another year, which can help prevent retirees from having to sell stock investments at a bad time. This can also allow retirees to reduce their income taxes in 2020 without the distribution. Now, who's eligible for this? Well, if you, your spouse, or dependent have been diagnosed with COVID-19, you qualify for the above benefits. However, eligibility for coronavirus-related distributions extends well beyond those who have been diagnosed, including any individual who's experienced adverse financial consequences because they've been quarantined or furloughed. I think that's most folks, right? Mm-hmm. Or because their hours at work were cut. Individuals who haven't been able to work because they've had to stay at home to take care of their children. And business owners who have had to slash operating hours or shut down due to the outbreak. So I'm going to put this story up on the Twitter feed at FMTalk1065. Maybe we'll grab it as well and put it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we will, because that's a huge story. I think that could help a lot of people who are in a bind right now. Do you, if you still have the story, mm-hmm. what was the length of that term to pay it back? without...
3 years.
3 years, okay.
Yeah, 3 years. The same way you could, if you wanted to keep it out, if you wanted to keep the money out, you could pay the taxes on that amount over 3 years as well. But if you choose to pay it back in that time, there's no penalty, no consequence for taking the money out of your IRA or 401k or 403b. The details are on our Facebook page right now. The story's linked up there and the Twitter feed at FMTalk1065 and Facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Check in with News 5 next.
With a worldwide pandemic and stock markets plummeting, now is the time to listen to a voice of reason. No fear-mongering or speculation, just straightforward talk about how to retire during unprecedented times. Get it right here every Sunday afternoon at 1 on What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Or call Andrew today at 800-848-8768. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This News 5 FM Talk 1065 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Almost 200 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Alabama in a single day. The state health department says there are now over 2,000 confirmed cases and 53 deaths statewide. With limited testing, 148 people have tested positive in Mobile County. 6 people have died. There are 38 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now has reported 9 cases, while Washington County is reporting 6. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation estimates the number of COVID-19 cases will peak in just 8 days. Experts say the country will see the highest number of cases April 15th. They predict cases in Alabama and Mississippi will peak April 18th, while Florida's peak is expected on April 21st. The Institute says there will be about 237 deaths in Mississippi, more than 900 in Alabama, and more than 6,700 in Florida. First responders in Daphne will receive an extra $3 an hour in hazard pay. The City Council also waived garbage fees for the next 3 months. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Detroit Tigers legend Al Kaline passed away on Monday at the age of 85, according to the Detroit Free Press. Kaline's cause of death was not available. Over 22 seasons with the Tigers, the Hall of Famer was selected to 18 All-Star teams. He earned 10 Gold Glove Awards, won the 1955 batting title, and he led the Tigers to a World Series win in 1968. Kaline played 2,834 games, all with Detroit, which earned himself the nickname Mr. Tiger. He had 3,007 hits and 399 career home runs. Detroit retired Kaline's number 6 back in 1980. That was the same year that Kaline was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
By far, being inducted into the Hall of Fame is the proudest moment of my life. You can be sure that I will make every effort to live up to the obligations associated with this honor.
Following his retirement in 1974, Kaline joined the Tigers broadcast team and then worked as a special assistant to Detroit's organization until his death. In NFL news, the 2020 draft is still scheduled to begin on April 23rd. Last month, the league announced it would not be held in Las Vegas as originally planned, but will likely be held in a studio setting with live check-ins with players and coaches from their homes. Yesterday, league commissioner Roger Goodell sent a memo to all teams announcing that because league and team facilities are closed, teams should prepare to conduct the draft from their own homes. Team personnel were advised they can't congregate in one location, but that each individual must be in separate locations using the phone and the internet to communicate. The New Orleans Saints were originally planning to conduct their draft from a New Orleans brewery owned by team owner Gail Benson. And now, just like the rest of the league, general manager Mickey Loomis must be separate from head coach Sean Payton. who must be separate from team coordinators and scouts, so that should make for some interesting selections during the draft. In March, the league prohibited teams from conducting pre-draft visits with prospects at club facilities, forcing them to rely on virtual methods to meet with prospective players. The draft will run from April 23rd through the 25th. Yesterday, the NFL Hall of Fame Committee unveiled the 2010s All-Decade Team. There were eight players chosen unanimously by the 48-member committee: Tom Brady, Adrian Peterson, Joe Thomas, Marshall Yanda, J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, Von Miller, and Justin Tucker. Brady's joined at quarterback by Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers. Many believe that New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees was snubbed from the All-Decade Team. The Saints' Twitter account made their case for their quarterback, tweeting, quote, started the decade as the Super Bowl MVP and AP Male Athlete of the Year, finished the decade leading the NFL in passing yards, touchdowns, completion percentage, and completions, hashtag all decade.
Mm-hmm.
And while Brees didn't make the cut, four Saints did make the team. Current Saints defensive end Cameron Jordan, former Saints running backs Darren Sproles and Adrian Peterson, and longtime offensive guard Jahri Evans. Atlanta Falcons and former University of Alabama wide receiver Julio Jones was the only tied player to make the team. No former Auburn Tiger made the list. In college basketball, Samford University's hired former Mountain Brook High School coach Bucky McMillan as the Bulldogs' new head coach. In 12 seasons at Mountain Brook, McMillan won five state championships, and in 2018 was named the National Coach of the Year. 6:51 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers today with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. Given the unprecedented changes in our community, we've adapted here at the dealership to accommodate you, our Kobe family. We are now offering remote delivery services for your next Kobe Subaru purchase. From evaluating your trade at your home to finding the payment that fits your budget, we can do it all virtually or over the phone. In addition to remote delivery services, Kobe Subaru is now offering 0% for up to 63 months on select new 2020 Subaru models, with 90 days until your first payment. To take advantage of our remote delivery services, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. I assure you that our staff is following CDC guidelines, and each part of your vehicle purchase process will be conducted with professionalism as well as dedication to your safety. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still there at Airport and Bourbon Drive West with an accident with injuries. Wreckers are there. So far, no delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. Good start from Fairhope and Daphne along 98 heading through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. The USA Women's and Children's Hospital is in need of N95 masks and bleach. The hospital's asking you to check your home and donate them to their staff. For more information, contact the hospital at 415-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Right. Speaking of getting those N95 or higher masks gathered up, yes, USA Children's and Women's Hospital. I know we had talked about some home health care services. Folks in Washington County looking for them as well. Two of many, many health care facilities looking for the mask. Of course, that's a big question, right? To mask or not to mask. Those that said they were going to get masks and wear them early on were lampooned.
Mm-hmm.
It's silly. You shouldn't wear the mask only for the people that were sick. And now it's kind of like, well, you can't have those masks, but you should wear some kind of face covering, which, by the way, we talked about it 2 weeks ago. I've seen evidence now. People are creative, and so they have the mask on, but they don't want them to be plain. I've seen them bedazzled with the rhinestone stuff on them.
Doesn't that make it harder to breathe?
I would think. My wife, who's very handy with the sewing machine, has made some out of, instead of having, like, when I thought about using a bandana, I was going to do it like train robber style.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Problem is, I have a big Barney Rubble type head, so I have to have a very big bandana to do it, to have, be able to tie it behind my head.
A bandana.
But my wife sewed it in like a mask with elastic on it. She was wearing that thing. We had people here at work, the masks are in. People were wearing masks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it wasn't just your neighbors who were saying, you know, what's that person wearing a mask out there for? It was the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control, and the Surgeon General all saying, you know, leave that for the medical professionals. Wearing a mask won't help you out there. And now they've reversed course over the last week. So,
yeah, so
I did expect there to be more, not bedazzled masks, but definitely some with stuff on them.
I saw bedazzled masks. I saw pictures online. I didn't buy personal. I've seen plenty of masks and blue gloves on people, but I did see the blue bandana from the missus. But online, I've seen the bedazzled, and I don't know how they got it, LED lights in it.
Wow. Like Fast and the Furious kind of style.
Can't have your mask plain, dog.
No, I've been expecting to see some SEC masks around. I thought maybe we'd see some Alabama Crimson Tide masks or Auburn masks.
Whoa.
A little Roll Tide while you're walking around Lowe's.
Whoa. You got to be careful how much you can put logo-wise on there. But if somebody could just get it in team colors.
Mm-hmm. I could see it happening.
Entrepreneurs, there's always an opportunity out there. Can you imagine if this goes on towards football season, what the market might be for your team colors for your surgical mask? By the way, speaking of when we get on the other side of this, that's the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. When do you think things will start getting back to normal? And listen, I understand. Normal may mean different things for different folks. Mm-hmm. We kind of left it open-ended. But for your gut feeling, what would be normal? That would be, you know, being able to gather in groups of more than 10, maybe everybody back on shift at a job, sports going on, school, whatever your definition of normal, when do you think we get there? Is it next month? Is it June, July? Is it August? Is it the fall or winter of 2020? Is it 2021? When do you feel? I mean, I don't care what Fauci and them are saying. What's your feeling around here? When do we get back to normal? Let us know what you think when you vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com.
To me, back to normal means kids can start going back to daycare and after school, whatever they do during the summer. You know, unemployment numbers stop rising so quickly. People can start getting back out there to work. Maybe not necessarily fully back to how we were 2-3 months ago.
Fair enough. We're not going to ever be pre-coronavirus, because it'll always be part of the story from here on out. It's not going away. It's not going to just disappear. But when is it mitigated? Right now, trending months are June and August in the voting. Vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. Hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way next.